This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Toe the Wet Sprocket with Bare Naked Ladies at the Sactory in Chesterfield. Should be a great show. In the next hour, former United States Senator, almost demoted him there, Jim Talent will be here. We'll talk about the UN speech that Joe Biden gave, all the world chaos. There is the launching of an ICBM by China and everything that's going on in the Middle East. So Senator Talent coming up after 5 o'clock. My friend Dan O'Donnell, who's from Milwaukee, he does a talk show on WISN radio up there. Dan and I used to work together many years ago. Wisconsin, a very, very important state in the election. And there's some questions that Senator Ron Johnson has raised about some voter registration names that are on the rolls that have not been removed. So we'll get the details of that. Plus, an audio cut of the day in the next hour. By the way, the roundtable is set for Friday. We'll have Jane Duker on the panel, Jeff Rainford, and David Barklage, GOP consultant. Dave Murray in studio on Friday because he's coming in for Evolution Festival, and he'll guide us through all the rainfall that we're supposed to get. I think Kilmeade's going to join us on Friday, too. That's kind of rare, but Brian was too busy today and tomorrow, so he's going to be with us in the 5 o'clock hour on Friday afternoon. Right now, there's a great fundraiser that's going on Friday for Officer Mike Coletti, and Matt Crecelius is here. He's the business manager for the St. Louis County Police Association. We have a diagnosis for Officer Coletti of stage 4 cancer, unfortunately. How are you this afternoon, Matt? Thanks for coming on here.
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for having me, Mark.
Give me all the details about what's going on Friday night. Let's get some excitement for this, maybe raise some money for Officer Coletti. Maybe give me a little background on the story, too.
Yeah, so Officer Coletti, he's currently assigned to our police academy. He's been there training our new recruits for quite a few years now. He was diagnosed with terminal cancer. The doctors do not have a good prognosis for him. You know, everyone's praying for a miracle, of course. So we're going to do what we can to support him between now and then. So Friday night at 6:30 to 9 o'clock at our lodge building on 115 Baxter Road, we're having a big fundraiser for him. We'll have 50-50. We'll have a bunch of silent auction. We'll have food and drinks from Bartolino's. And we're really looking to forward to raising some money to help him out and his family out.
That's the lodge is right there. I grew up in Baldwin a bit. It's right there at Clayton and Baxter, right? We're in that neighborhood, right?
Yeah, right between Clayton and Manchester on Baxter Road. It's a little closer to Manchester, just by the Deerbergs there, just north of Manchester.
Oh, okay, a little bit further, because I was thinking it was a little closer to Clayton. That's where back in the day, there was a county police station that was right there closer to Clayton Road, but I got you. It's closer to where Deerbergs is. All right, well, let's hope that we can get some people to show up. There's a lot of things that you can take part in, and is there a website that we can guide people into if they want more information, Matt?
Yeah, you just go to our association website. So it's slcpa.org. It's the St. Louis County Police Association. It's a $75 entry fee. And, you know, after we pay for food and drink, all the money is going to go to Mike and his family for their medical expenses and what he needs. And, you know, we're really looking forward to it. If you can't attend, there's the link on there just for some straight cash donations as well.
Yeah, there's a QR code. That makes it really easy for people, and hopefully they'll react to this. While I have you here, what would you say, just because obviously we've had a couple of stories in the news recently, sadly, about officers that either have passed away or in very serious condition here right now in the aftermath of things that have happened in our community. How does that affect all the, you know, the morale of the officers right now? And then you have something like this with Officer Coletti. So it's just one thing after another, it seems.
It has been lately, and it's tough, and it wears on our officers. And you know, we do what we can to support them. You know, my thoughts and prayers go out to David Lee's family and all of our brothers and sisters in the city police department. You know, and the same with Travis Brown and everyone in Ferguson. You know, Travis was a county officer for many years, and you know, that's it's felt whether it's local or national. It affects everyone on a daily basis, and you know, we do our best to keep doing our job.
Well, God bless you, because I know that's got to be tough. I've said many times, I can't even remember, you know, even imagine being a family member of an officer, you know, just considering everything that's been going on lately. So it's slcpa.org, if I'm not mistaken. And right there on the front page, oh, yeah, the website looks great. You can see the Mike Coletti fundraiser Friday night, 6:30 to 9 p.m. And if you can't make it, there's a QR code. You can make a cash donation. Good luck with all of this, Matt. Thanks for jumping on here this afternoon.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right, take care. And thanks to Amir if you're listening right now, because Amir kind of hooked us up with Matt to give this a little bit of attention here this afternoon. All right, I mentioned Senator Talent. There's a lot to talk about with him. Even, you know, I think I said this to a guest yesterday, and we didn't spend a whole lot of time on the technology that led to all of the retaliation by Israel last week of Hamas and then Hezbollah, and some of the pagers and the yeah. work that went into that and the pre-planning is rather stunning. There's also an ICBM that's been launched by China for the first time in decades. And, you know, we did cover quite a bit earlier in the show, the new Senate report on the Secret Service dropping the ball in protecting President Trump. And that report is just devastating. It's just awful. And it's a bipartisan report. And no one's denying anything in it. So we'll get over and cover that with Senator Talent as well. Plus an audio cut of the day and my friend Dan O'Donnell from Wisconsin. It's all coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.